Mordechai was mafresh made a korban Pesach, as before Pesach he set aside an animal for korban Pesach, umeis, and then Reuven died. The Gemara will soon say, when did he die? Before Chatzos or after Chatzos? He is Alacha lo yivienu b'no yachrov l'shem Pesach. The son cannot bring this korban anymore for korban Pesach, elu l'shem shlomim. This is one of the cases that a meisa Pesach, it's called Pesach shemeisa by lehom, that the din is, it's brought for shlomim. So the son now that yashens this carbon cannot use it for Pesach, rather to use it for Shlomim. Yeah. Rashi says, Dehevele Pesach Shemesu Bolov V'en Kan Menuyin. Nobody else was appointed on this carbon, only the father. So when the father died, this carbon is not right to be used anymore. That's called the Pesach Shemesu, the dinner is brought for Shlomim now. From Omer Rafuna Bred of Yeshua, Shema Mina, from the Reish of Al-Mishnah, we hear a tremendous Chiddush. Tlaf, we hear three Chiddushim here. Shema Mina, one Chiddush is Balei Chayim Nidochim. That even though the behemoth is alive now, still we say, since you set aside this Nekeva, this female, for the Korban Pesach, it's not Roy, it cannot be used anymore for Korban. This animal can never be brought. And that's the Machlekes in the Gemaras in Zvochim. The one man Yama says that Kolzaman, the animal is alive, it's never called Bichoy. It's never called pushed away. You wanted to bring it for Pesach, it can't be a Pesach. So automatically it becomes a Korban Shlomim. Our Mishnah says not like that. Even though the animal is still alive, there's no asvar from dichui. It's pushed aside, can never be brought. Ushmamin, another chiddush is dichu mikor hevi dichui. Here, this carbon was never roi for carbon Pesach. You took a female and said it would be a carbon Pesach. It was never roi at the beginning. The first second you were makdish it, you made it like a dichui. There's a svar that said that's not called dichui. Dichu means the carbon was once roi, was able to be brought, and then something happened to it. So we say, since something happened to that Kedusha that had Fakrava, it's pushed off, can never be used. But here it's a Svarah, it never got to Kedusha Fakrava yet. So maybe later, make it into a Shlomim, it could get Kedusha Shlomim. Kamashma on the Mishnah, no. Even though at the beginning it was Dichu right away, but since you meant it to be for Korban Pesach, and it can't be a Korban Pesach, it's like pushed away from a Korban Pesach, it can never be used anymore. That's the second Kiddush. Ushma Mina, Yesh Dichu Badonim. The third Kiddush is, even though this carbon is never brought Metchila for Kedushas HaKrovah. Like you're taking this Nekeva Dika animal, and you wanted to make them to Korban Pesach. Now you can't do that. A Nekeva can't be a Korban Pesach. So when you are Makashit Metchila Lechur, it looks as if you're only Makashit that the value of this animal should like belong to Hegdish, and with the value of it, what's worth, Hegdish will take that money and buy themselves another carbon. So it's also a svar to say that since you only gave the Kedushas Domim, maybe Kedushas Domim that it has is not such a strong Kedusha. And that's not called Nitcha. Even though right now can't be used, so what? Later make it into a Korban Shlomim, give it a Kedushas HaKrova, maybe that could be Chal on it. Kamash one here, tremendous Kiddush known. That even though at the beginning it only had a Kedushas Domim, it only was Kaddish for the fact to use the value of it, to sell it and use the money of it, the Hegdish, that's called the Dicho, that this animal can never be used for a carbon anymore. And it's pushed off and you can't use it anymore. But the Mishnah says, you have to now let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum, and then you'll sell it, and then you could use the money. But it itself can never be used. Now in the Gemara, by Kochim, these are big Kedushim, because the Man Yom, would say not like that. Here. Right. Turn around, Hamafresh Pischen, the second part of the Mishnah says, if Reuven set aside a carbon Pesach, and then Reuven was mace. So when he dies, his children that yashed in this carbon, it's not a carbon Pesach anymore, but they can bring a fresh lomim. So Mara says, Tana Rabbonim, ha mafresh es pischoi, Reuven set aside a carbon Pesach, mace, and then he died. Im benoy memuni imoi, if let's say when the father was alive, he like appointed this carbon for two people, him and his son. So his son is still part of this carbon Pesach. Then the locher is yivienu l'shem Pesach. Like even though the father died, so what? But there's still somebody alive that's part of that Korban Pesach. So it's not called the Pesach Shemesu by Lehem, because the son is still part of that Korban Pesach, and the son is alive. So the son brings that Korban for regular Korban Pesach. What about Ein Benoy Memuni Moi? Let's say no, the son was not appointed, was not part of that Korban Pesach. That Korban was only strictly for the father. Nobody else was part of that Korban Pesach. And then the father died. The locher is, that's the din of Al-Mishnah, yivienu l'shem shlomim. You're allowed to be makri of that for korban shlomim, when? L'shish osar, wait till the first day of cholamoid, or else l'yudvov, or else the second day cholamoid. Is a diyak, no, l'shish osar, l'yudvovin, mashmoni, the first day cholamoid, you could bring it. Of l'tetzvav lo, but you can't bring it on the first day yomtiv. on the Yom Tov of Pesach, Midraisa, Yom Tov is only the first day and the seventh day, but the first day Yom Tov, you can't bring this for Korban Shlomim. Why not? Kosova, this Tana holds, Nidorim or Nidova is encraving the Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring Stama, Nedor, and Nidova for Korban on Yom Tov. Even though it's a Korban Shlomim that you're allowed to eat, but still, let's say the Machlokes, the Gemara's and Beitzi of the Machlokes, that this one on the Yom holds, even when you bring the Korban Shlomim, the Yikr is called, you bring it Lashem. Just Mishulchan Gevoya, you're allowed to eat the meat. So you don't have a right to shecht and to cook that meat on Yom Tov. So therefore, you can't bring the Korban Shlomim on Yom Tov. So therefore, if the father died, we'll soon see when he died, the din is the son is allowed to bring it for Shlomim, but he can't bring the Shlomim on Yom Tov. He has to wait till Mitzoy to the next day. The first day, Chalomoy, that's when he brings it. This is the Chilek. If the son is part of the Korban, it's a good Korban Pesach. If the son is not part of the Korban Pesach, said only the father had the Korban by himself, now that he died, it's not a Korban Pesach anymore, it's brought for Shlomim. For the Gemara, Demisu Avemus, when did this father die? What case are we talking about that the father died? Yeah. Demisu Avemus, Ilai Mo Demis Kaidim Chatzois, if the father died before Chatzois Hayayim, so how could you say, B'noi Mamun Imoi, that if the son was the pointer on that korban, so only one partner, the father died, but the son is still alive. So what does the Braisa say then? Yivienu l'shem Pesach, that the son is allowed to bring this korban, the shame korban Pesach, because he's alive and he was the pointer for this korban. It's a good korban Pesach. For the Gemara, if the father though died that morning before Chatzos, hochala aninis alayu mikara. Before Chatzos came, before this man to bring the korban Pesach, he's an einin. His father died that morning. Without the father died that morning, so an Einin is not allowed to bring a carbon. So Khuri doesn't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. So how could you say he has to bring a carbon? Trashi name with the Miss Kaidim Chatzois, Oboi Bayoim, and that day, Hochal Aninus Alei. He's called an Einin. And so the Mace died in front of you, before Kfura, you're called an Einin. Bereisha, Vesu Lechal Alech Yuva de Pesach. But mainly you have no Chir to bring a carbon Pesach right now. Leviya Bifmeyatzman, to bring it by yourself. Kiritnan, like we'll see later. We learned before Kedavnan, the Kulan ain't Shechtan Aleim of Neyatzman. Even an Oinein, you don't let him bring Korban Pesach by himself. Even though the Lachri is an Oinein, is only like Tomei that one day, but at night time is Ladi Kachim. So therefore, if you have an Oinein that somebody else is part of the Korban, we let you bring the Korban and then leave it at night. But if the only person that's a part of this Korban is only the Oinein, then we don't bring it. Because we're afraid maybe the Oinein throughout the day will touch the mates, and then he won't be able to eat it at night. So therefore, if the person's an Oinin, he's the only one on the korban, we say, don't bring that korban. Or Masbis in Ketani, our Mishnah says, Yivienu, that this son could bring it. The Mashm Hu Atzmai. Mashm is the only one. So we're talking about now a korban Pesach, that only the father and the son was part of it. So the father died. Now you have this son, he's the only one bringing this korban. So the Mishnah before said, if you're an Oinin, you don't bring a korban by yourself. So I could hear the Brice to say that if the father died, the son brings it for Pesach. So it can't be that the father died before Chatzos. Eli, you have to tell me the Miss Acha Chatzos. The father died after Chatzos. So since it came at the time of Chatzos, the Trashid Kibu and the Chal Olei did Pesach, since that Chatzos, that's the time when the Korban Pesach is Chal. It was Chal upon him and Chiv to bring Korban Pesach. His Alocha Shechad Liatzmoy. We let him bring the Korban. V'loi Chashini, we won't be afraid, Shem Yivu LeBeis Apsul. We're not afraid that maybe the son, the Oinu now, will touch his father, will touch the Meis, and become a Tomei Meis and won't be able to eat the carbon. Why? The Mizazor, with Nemon for sure, is going to watch himself very carefully. Because since that Chatzos, that's when the man Korban Pesach came. At that time his father was alive. So he knows now it's on his mind, I have to bring Korban Pesach. So if the father dies after Chatzos, we say, since he had a mind already to bring the Korban Pesach, he's very careful about the carbon. And for sure he will not touch his father, and therefore at night time he'll be able to eat the meat. So we let the korban be brought. So maybe we have to be talking about now that the father died after Chatzos. So that's why it's good. The father died after Chatzos. Then we said the son was appointed to be part of this korban. The son could have this korban be brought, and at night time he'll eat it. For at the Gemara, if that's the case, what does it say? Ain't b'nai mimuni imoy. It says though, if the son though was not part of this korban, then yivien l'shum shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. Why? Because it's called the moister korban Pesach. For the Gemara, Kavose Chatzos. If you're going to tell me the father was alive by Chatzos, the father first died after Chatzos, so at Chatzos Hayom and Erev Pesach, this was a Korban Pesach that's ready to be brought for Korban Pesach.
So Chura, since at that time was Roitim brought, later when the father dies, it's called Nidche. It's like pushed away that you can never use that carbon anymore. That carbon has to be pestured till it comes to Balmum and sell it. But that's called Nirav and Nidche. So they can't be brought for Shlomim. So mentally, Abakasha, when did the father die? And the Gemara, we're talking about the father died before Chatzos. So the question was, what do you mean the son brings up a Korban Pesach? What does it mean the son brings up a Korban Pesach? The question is, if the son is the only one part of this Korban, and he's an only before Chatzos, so the Mishnah before said, you don't let him bring this Pesach Rishon, the son waits with this Korban, and he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, because now we're afraid, maybe he'll touch his father throughout the day, so we tell him to wait for Pesach Sheni. But this Korban could be brought for Pesach Sheni. That's Chandas Graysa. So really, the father died before Chatzos, and therefore, it's not brought for Pesach Rishon, but for Pesach Sheni. Abaye, Rama Abaye says, let's start in Ketoni. The Graysa means for two different cases. Meis Acha Chatzos, if the father Taka died after Chatzos, then we say, B'noi Mamun Imoi, that if the son was appointed, it's Taka true. Yivien Lushum Pesach. Then we let this carbon to be brought for Korban Pesach, even though the son is the only one, and he's anointing. But since it happened after Chatzos, so since that Chatzos was on the son's mind, he has to bring the Korban Pesach, we're for sure he'll be very careful about it, and he won't touch his father. But the question of this was, if the father died after Chatzos, how does it say if there's no son that is brought for Korban Shlomim, the Chura then should have been Nitcher, because it was Roy for Pesach, so it's Litzadim. Now it says, Meis Koidim Chatzos. It means like this though, when is the case that's brought for Shlomim? In a different case. In a case where the father died, Koidim Chatzos, and Ein Binay Mimunimai, and the son is not part of this carbon. So then, now that the father died, there's nobody on this carbon, and he died before Chatzos. So the Tame Chatzos, this carbon was never Roy for Korban Pesach. That's called a Meisar Korban Pesach. The Locher is Yivienu Lashum Shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. So the Braisa means two different cases when it has the two different halachas. Rav Shaviu Amar li'olam demis li'acha chatzos. I'll tell you no. The Brayt was talking about that the father died after chatzos ayin. So the question was, if he died after chatzos, how does it say if the son is not part of it, you're allowed to bring it for shlomim? L'chura, since at chatzos the father was alive, it was kaveh for korban pesach, and it's called nitcha, can't be brought for shlomim. U'kegoyin shoyaviv goyses b'chatzos. But they were talking about the father was a goyses, was very very sick, so it's never considered the korban was kaveh to be used for Korban Pesach. Because since that Chatzos, we knew right then we had a suffix if the father will live or not. A Goises means his mom, what's a Goises? He's not sure about this. A suffix will die any second now. He's a Goises. So mainly, even though Chatzos was alive, but it's not called that Korban was conveyed to be a Korban Pesach. It's not called like it was Roy and then it was pushed away. Since he's a Goises right now, it's a suffix if it's Roy. So if he dies before he brings it, it's not called Nitcha. Therefore, the Locher is, the son is allowed to bring at the first day Chalamoid for Korban Shlomim. Rav Ashi Yomar Liyerdam Demis Liyach HaChatzos. I say no, the father died after Chatzos. So the question was, how could it be brought for Shlomim? Ayin L'churitz Nitche. Since at Chatzos the father was alive with Roy for Korban Pesach, then you can't bring it for Shlomim anymore. I'll tell you, Rav Shimoni. This price goes according to Rav Shimon Shita, not like our Mishnah says. The Omar Rav Shimon Shita is, Ein Balei Chayim Nidochim. Calls the man an animal is alive. Even though there came a time when they're here, at Chatzos Hayom, the father was alive, this korban was right to be brought for Korban Pesach. And then the father died. You don't say it's called Nidchet, it's pushed away now, and you can never use it anymore. No, you have Shimon Shita is, calls them on an animal's alive, there's no such thing as being Nidchet. You never push it away. It's alive. So if it's not Roy for Korban Pesach right now, it could be bought for Korban Shlomim. And he dings like an Al Mishnah also. Even if you're mafresh in a cave for Korban Shlomim, calls him for Korban Pesach, calls him on the animals alive, you're allowed to bring it for Korban Shlomim. He doesn't know Balachayim are not Nitche. Ravina, Om Ravina says, the Goyin Shefri Shoyacha Chatzos, O Meisu Bailo Macha Chatzos, the Kosova Chatzos Kova. As they were talking about now, that Chatzos Erev Pesach, there was no Korban around. Even though the father was here, but he wasn't mafresh to Korban Pesach yet. He was first mafresh to Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So when do we say it's called Nirav Nitche? It had to be around only by Chatzos. Here by Chatzos, the Korban wasn't here and it wasn't around yet. So since it wasn't around by Chatzos, it's not called, this Korban was Roy. So therefore, when is it Roy? It's only Roy if the Bailim actually brings it. But here, at 2 in the afternoon, the Bailim was Makdashit, and he died at 2:30. So the Korban was never brought. Since this Korban was never brought for Korban Pesach, that's not called Nitcha. Rashi Yerdam demis achach chatzois. Or the kashla hechi yikarav. Hechi yikarav yishlamim. Hakavos lechatzois v'yitcha. First is Rashi, that's what Rashi said. The whole of Balchan and Yitcha. The next teretz is Rashi's Ravinu Amar Rashi b'shachach chatzois. Benoi ubeneisa bolo b'chatzois. Benoi nimni mo yivyenu shem pesach. Dechi the pesach al b'reishim. Ein benoi nimni mo yivyenu shlamim. Dechi benoi b'chatzois. Adayin lehufrish. Since at chatzois hayom this korban was not here, ein kan kovel litchois. There's no zman to say it was kaveya for Pesach, and now it's pushed away. Ukesava tana didan chatzois kovam. For loy kol shal zman shchita. It's not totally the rest of the zman shchita. It's totally if the korban is here and ready to be brought by chatzois. Then we say once it's ready to be brought, if something happens later, you can't bring it. You can't bring it at all. But here by chatzois it wasn't around altogether. You first made it at 1 o'clock. So even though the bialim died at 1:30, so what? Now Lamais, this carbon can be brought for Pesach, it could be brought for Shlomim. That's John the Bryson. All right, stop here. The old Naftzadiches, in the bottom Mishnah. Naftzadiches, yeah. Ha Pesach shenis arev bizvochim. A carbon Pesach, before Pesach, got mixed up with other Pesachim, with the carbon Eilo, with the carbon Shlomim. And you don't know which is which. You don't know which animal is the Korban Pesach. You don't know which is the Oila, which is the Shlomim, or the Oshim. So Mishnah says, Kulam Yiro, all three of them now. Let's say three got mixed up together. You have to let them all pasture in the fields. Achi Yistov, until a mum comes upon them. And then it comes about mum. Now you can be paid of these Korbanos. V'yamachru, and you sell them. V'yavi b'dimei, ha'yofa shebehem. Now when you sell them the money, now again we have a suffix, which one is the Korban Pesach, which one is the Oila, which one is the Korban Shlomim. So you don't know which one to bring with the money. Like there are three different values. One, let's say, is worth $100, one $80, one $170. So misafik, you have to be machmir to say whichever one you want to bring, you have to spend the most amount, the $90 one. So therefore, the Yovi v'dimei ha-yofashvim, if the best one is worth $90, you have to take $90 worth, miminze, and buy a carbon oila. Over dmeha yofeshabhen, miminze. And again, with another $90, you have to buy now a carbon oshim. Or else you have to bring a carbon pesach. If the three got mixed up together. And now, v'yav sid ha-moysa mi-beisai. Now, l'chura, you're losing out some money. Because these three animals here right now, one is worth $90, one is worth $80, and one is worth $70. So really, what you're doing, you're selling them, but you have to buy now three new animals, each one worth $90. So you're losing out, like $30 you're losing out. So the extra money you have to spend from yourself. If the offset are mostly based, so that you have to get on from your own house. Like Rashi says, Ha Pesach Shnesavu B'Zvochim, Shloisha Teloyim. You have three Teloyim, Echad Shal Pesach, one was a Korban Pesach, V'Yechad Shal Oshem, V'Yechad Shal Oilo. V'Nesavu Ha Pesach B'Nayim. And the Korban Pesach got mixed up with them. Is alocha kulam yiruvu. Yiru. You have to let all three become a balmum, and you sell them. The yovid may have yofa shabem oilam. From the most expensive one, $90 one, you have to buy a korban oila worth $90. The shema hayof oila. Because you have a suffix, maybe the one, the most valuable one, that was the korban oila. Over the meha yofa shabem oshim. Who are them when you buy a korban oshim with this money? You also have to spend $90. Because maybe the more expensive one was the Korban Oshim. And the same thing, when you buy a Korban Pesach, you have to spend $90 because maybe the most expensive one was the Korban Pesach. So even though you get less money now by selling them, but still you have to add your own money from your house because you have to be out to the Suffolk. Since you make it doesn't make enough meaning if it's one person or three people. But all of them together, if they want to bring their Korban now, this is what they have to do. They have to sell these and buy new ones. And in our suffix, you have to buy the most expensive one for all three of them. Right, as Mishnah says, Nisarvu, what happened now? Nisarvu b'bechoris. What happened to the Korban Pesach got mixed up with the Bechor? And you don't know which animal is what. Is Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Chaburois, Kahanim Yoichlum. If all the people appointed upon this Korban Pesach were Kahanim, some Amonashach, the two animals got mixed up. One is a Bechor, and one is a Pesach. Now, if all the people on this Pesach were Kahanim, some Amonashach, they're allowed to eat these two behemoths. Because even whichever one is which, it's mutter for Kohen to eat a Bechor. And it's mutter for these people, these Kahanim, to eat the Korban Pesach. because they were part of this Korban Pesach. So therefore, these people are allowed to eat the two animals. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to sell them, but rather the Kohanim could eat them. Rashi says, Nis'arvu b'b'choris, then what's the chiluk by Korban B'chor? Shematen domon umaten dama Pesach shovim. They both have the exact same avoidus. A Korban Pesach and a Korban B'chor have the same type of azrikas dam. And both of them, v'yein tunim tenufa chazov v'shoik. You don't have to lift up the chazov v'shoik. V'loi smichu nesochim. Both of them do not have to have a mitzvah smichum, and both don't have to have a yayin brought with it. So therefore, since both korbanos have the exact same avoidum, so that when they do the avoidus or the bechorim, each one of them make a tanai. And they don't make a difference. They say, whichever one is the Pesach, we're doing l'shem Pesach. Whichever one is the bechor, we're doing l'shem bechor. They both have the exact same avoidus. And if all of them belong to Kohanim, the three people on the Korban Pesach are Kohanim, so Monashrach, they're allowed to eat both these Korbanos. Rashi Rav Shimon Oima, Im kol ha-chaburu kulam Kohanim hoyu, yoichlo es kulam. Boy balayla, that night, Badasko, they have to eat both Korbanos. V'yakrif Pesach l'shem Pesach, kol mokim shu, v'yabachorot l'shem b'chor, b'chol mokim shein. And Echnami, when you shas, you learn the Avodom, you just say, whichever one really it is, that's the Kavon I have for it. If this is the Pesach, I'm doing L'Shem Pesach. If this is the Bechor, I'm doing L'Shem Bechor. But Negeit, eating the meat, since there are only Kohanim here, and Kohanim are allowed to eat both, this Korban Pesach, because they're part of it, and they can eat the Bechor, so therefore, Monashach, at this night, on Leil Pesach, they're allowed to eat the two Korbanos together. So the Gemara Kashem, how is it Mutter?